Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that you are doing very well, and I hope that you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. I'm so glad that you found us, and I'm so happy that you are here. I always encourage the new listeners to go back and listen to our previous episodes. We have well over 100 episodes. They are so much fun, so entertaining. For some of you that are in the preteen, teenage range, I do interviews with some of your peers so that you can hear some of the fun and exciting things that they experience each and every day in their lives. So if you get a moment, feel free to go back and listen to those. You don't have to listen to them all at once, but just take some time to go and listen to them and take some notes and learn from them as well. Again, thanks for being here. If you are a regular listener, I truly appreciate you, and I am so glad that you have returned. As I always say, your return to listening to our podcast episodes lets me know that I am doing something correct. So thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. You know the drill. You know how we start off. I always say how I've done and how I've been, which has been outstanding. I've had a very relaxing day today. I got to hang out with one of my really, really, really good friends, which was super cool. So that was a lot of fun. Yes, Miss Cynthia has friends too. Very important friends. Very nice friends that mean the absolute world to me. So it was so much fun. We got to hang out by the pool and have a great time relaxing and talking and socializing, because that's important too. So I was able to do that today. It's been a nice week, a really busy week for me as well. I'm curious to know how your week has been going. Have you been getting into many things? Have you been relaxing? Have you been playing with your friends, doing play dates, doing church events? What are some of the things that you all have been into lately? I also want to know, are many of you winding down for your summer and beginning to ramp back up for your school year? Again, for some of the kids that I work with and some of the kids that are local to my state, school is going to be starting in less than a month, which is absolutely insane. It feels like the summer has just flown by so quickly. So I will tell you that I want you all to enjoy your time together with your family, with your friends during these last few weeks of school, and just relax, have fun. And so our topic for today is more fun, less stress, okay? More fun, less stress. If you're new here, I always encourage the listeners, you guys, to take notes on the topics that we discuss each and every day in our podcast. We do have a Listen and Learn with Me journal that you can find on Amazon. I will leave the show notes, I'll leave the link to the show notes. Or I'll leave the link inside of the show notes so that you all can access that if you would like to purchase one. But if you don't, or you don't need to, no worries at all, because guess what? You can just take notes in a regular notebook, or you can also take notes on sticky notes or notepads, whatever is most comfortable for you, okay? But I do want to encourage you to write down notes so that you can go back and reference them in the future as we talk about each and every one of these topics, okay? So with that being said, let's jump right in. More fun, less stress. What does that mean to you guys? Does it mean that you are to be more stressful and have less fun? Does it mean that you're supposed to worry about things and have no fun? Think about that for a little bit. And if you have your parents next to you or a sibling next to you, feel free to pause it here and talk to them briefly about what that means to you. okay? If you don't have anyone listening with you, just take down that note, jot down that note, and then ask whoever you might see after you listen to this podcast that very question. What does it mean to have more fun and less stress? Okay. I know that when we anticipate things happening in the future, we might begin to build a little bit of anxiety behind it, okay? Have you all ever felt that way where you are thinking about, oh, I'm going into a new school, middle school or high school or elementary school or even college for those of you who are college listeners. I'm going into this new space and I'm so nervous. I'm not going to know where any of my classes are. I am not going to have any friends because all of my friends have moved on. Have you all ever experienced something like that? If you have, guess what? That's okay. That's natural, okay? It definitely happens. But worrying about things oftentimes doesn't really get us anywhere except for a headache. It gets us frustration. It brings on, you know, more anxiety, tears, depression, you know, bad mood, frustration, you name it. So I don't want you all to be in that space. I want you all to focus more on the beginning of that phrase, more fun. Have more fun. Go out and do those things that you want to do. Go out and do those things that you enjoy. If you enjoy roller skating, because that's one of the things that I really enjoy, even though I don't do it extremely often, but when I do it, I have fun. Go do those things. If you like going and hanging out at your pool, guess what? Go do it, okay? Obviously with your parents' permission if you're underage, but take that time to have fun. I'm really big on making lists, you know, so I always like for our kiddos to make these lists, and by kiddos, I mean you guys, make these lists that say, hey, this is something that is fun to me, this is something that is fun to me, and this is something that is fun to me. I'm going to pick from these top three things, and I'm going to go out and enjoy myself. If having ice cream is fun for you, go do it. Like I said, talking to friends is fun for you. Get that friend to talk to. If just relaxing and taking a nap is fun for you, that's actually extremely fun for me. Go out and do that too, okay? Go out and do that too. Because I guarantee you, you will feel a lot better. It'll take your mind off of things and you will release some of that stress that might be weighing heavily on you, okay? And anytime you feel like you're extremely stressed or overwhelmed, I always encourage you all to go reach out to that trusted adult so that they can help you sort through some of those problems that you might be having or challenges that you might be having. They could also help you sort through some of the frustrations that might arise around, you know, whatever anxiety or worry that you might be having or whatever that stress may be. And I guarantee you that if you are talking to that trusted adult, they will make you feel relaxed, okay? If you're talking to the right trusted adult, and by right trusted adult, I mean people that are close to you in your life, teachers, grandparents, friends, aunts, uncles, therapists, you name it, those people that are there for you 100% of the time will be so helpful for you getting through those stressful situations. Now, I want you all to focus on really tapping into yourself, really feeling the emotions when you have those emotions. When you're happy, I want you to feel being happy. When you're sad, I want you to feel being sad, even though I hope you aren't sad. If you're angry, frustrated, elated, joyful, at peace, any of the things, feel those emotions and talk about those emotions. If you're feeling really joyful, share with someone why you're feeling really joyful, and that will rub off on them most likely, and it'll probably make them feel joyful as well. If you are feeling extremely frustrated or overwhelmed, share that with someone. Talk to them about why you're feeling so frustrated and why you're feeling so overwhelmed. Really tap into those feelings so when that time comes that you are trying to sort through those situations and challenges, you'll have somebody there to work with you to get you over that hump and get you to that next space that you need to be in. So keep that in mind, you all. Go have a great time. Enjoy the remainder of this summer. We are going to be having some fun and exciting episodes coming up as we begin to start the school year. But right now, I want you all to focus on having fun, enjoying your summer, listening first, and learning together with others, okay? So thank you so much for tuning in. Parents, thank you for having your kiddos join us. I always appreciate you having them just be on board with us, listening to the content that we share each and every week. And I also thank you for your participation and amazing feedback. I love hearing from all of you across the globe. It just really, truly means so much to me. So thank you for your constant insights and support of our podcast and our amazing programs. I always tell our listeners, you know where you can reach me, the websites, of course, first and foremost, listenandlearnllc.com. My email is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. We have a physical location, a Listen and Learn office in Kennesaw, Georgia, and we have a virtual office in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. So feel free to connect with me at that email if you would like to take advantage of your free consultation. It's by phone. It's free. It is a very, 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 very important product that I want you all to really take advantage of. Give me a call. Let us talk about what your child needs. Let us focus on your family dynamics and let us see if Listen and Learn is a good fit for you all to join us in, okay? So you can actually do that from anywhere over the globe. While I do have these locations in these two states, I do see children outside of the state of Georgia and the state of Missouri, so feel free to call. Everything is by appointment only, so it's important that you get that appointment set up through that email. We can go from there, okay? Of course, if you are listening to this podcast on your favorite podcast listening outlet, we are just all over the place with our cool Listen and Learn podcast. You can connect with us on Anchor.fm, of course, Spotify, iHeartRadio. And when I say all over the place, I mean all over the place. You can find us on Amazon Alexa, Overcast, Google Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. Like I said, we're all over the place. We are everywhere. So feel free to connect with us there. The business line is 678-919-2117. And of course, I have to thank you all for participating and enjoying us. If you want to reach out to us on social media, our business page is Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA. And we do have so many fun, cool, exciting photos and videos there for you to watch and enjoy. Thank you all so much. It is always a pleasure connecting with you. Go out, have more fun, less stress, and until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.